K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this frigid Tuesday in Kansas City, Missouri, February 11, 2025. If it's your first time listening to this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, thank you so much for listening to this episode here. Irritating enough, I'm still dealing well on the back end of this irritating head cold, but hopefully we'll get better soon. But this weather, I'm over this cold ass weather here in Kansas City, Missouri. As you can probably tell within my voice here, volleyball, football, men's women's basketball. Men's basketball tonight gets Arizona looking for another upset in the Octagon of Doom. The men's basketball team looking to make it. Can they make it six in a row? Tough task again. As they welcome another ranked opponent into Manhattan, Kansas tonight. Yes, I'm getting right on into business. Here, let me see if I can switch my screen. We will get into golf primarily here on this episode this morning. 13th ranked Arizona tonight goes down for K-State men's basketball. As tip off a little bit after 7 tonight in Manhattan, Kansas, ahead of this stupid snowstorm. Once again, here in, well, if you're living in Manhattan or in between that or Kansas City, stay safe out there. I know it's supposed to start late tonight somewhere as well. So hopefully, K-State Nation, for those of you going out to the game, if you're close in Manhattan, definitely if you're a student, definitely make sure you dress accordingly, of course, as well here. High winds and all that other stuff. But hopefully action will heat up once again tonight as K-State rolling with this win streak here. Obviously, and I might as well go ahead and say Lavender Day, folks, in this game where Lavender is, what is the promotion for this game? So, of course, it's throwback. Of course, I'm going to work, so I can't do that, but you guys can for tonight's game as the Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball team, Coleman Hawkins, David Kasson, look to take down another top 15 opponent. Tonight, tough task, but hey, K-State, one of the more hotter college basketball teams in the nation right now. So you have that going on. 12-11 K-State for the first time since probably not late non-con or early non-con, I should say. K-State basketball, men's basketball, over 500 playing, again, one of the top five teams right now playing their better basketball of the season, and they can knock off Arizona. That'll be huge for them. It's Arizona, one of the top teams in the conference right now, 17-6, only lost one game all year long to this point. Well, I shouldn't say, let me backtrack that. Well, one game in the conference to this point anyways, but they lost six. Talking about Arizona, and Tommy Lloyd, head coach of Arizona, while Jerome Tang, of course, this resurgence of this team. Doug McDaniel playing really well right now. Obviously, Coleman Hawkins, again, I am now on that bandwagon after early this season. I didn't like what I was seeing from Coleman Hawkins. Now he's playing way better than he was in the first half of the year. Gasson, you know what you're going to get from him. They got to take on the talented Caleb Love in the Arizona Wildcats. The Battle of the Wildcats tonight going down. We'll see if our Wildcats can get the better of them here and take them down later on this evening. On the other end of the spectrum, I had men's golf on here. Let me go back and check, go to my other screen, because I want to talk about them at the Hal Williams Collegiate. And another, we talk about David Gasson a lot on the men's basketball. How about Cooper Schultz? He entered his last, starts his last semester with this team and leading this team right now. Cooper Schultz beginning the spring season with a pair of 60s in the Hal Williams Collegiate yesterday at the RTJ Mongolia Grove Golf Club course in Mobile, Alabama. Say that 10 times fast there as well. Cooper Schultz now, or he was one of three players tied for third place at 7 under par 170. par 135. Where I'm getting that from, par 135. Wildcats also have another player in the top 10 right now, currently, as they head into this round. Nicholas Mason, another K-State golf veteran, tied for 10th place at 4 under par 138 there as well. We're going to step aside real quick here. We're going to hear from Grant Robbins in just a moment on the other side of this break. Welcome back to this Tuesday morning edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here, coming to you from frigid Kansas City, Missouri, as we are awaiting another snowstorm later on tonight here in metro area of Kansas City. This podcast, all things K-State sports, combination men's basketball going down tonight. And finally, we're talking about men's golf on this edition of this podcast. Greer Robbins saying, after a few rounds of this of the Howell Williams Collegiate in Mobile, Alabama, quote, "I thought we played pretty well overall." Goes on to say, "We, quote, we got off to a really hot start, but we weren't able to finish the first round like we wanted. In the second round, I thought we hit a lot of quality shots, but we just weren't able to convert enough of what I call the momentum putts from about 4 or 6 feet. We are in a good spot going into today." Well, he says tomorrow, but we're in this morning. "The guys are playing well. We just need to put up 5 solid rounds and see what happens." So yesterday, the K-State men's golf team played the first 2 rounds in Mobile, Alabama. Schultz, for those who don't know, Cooper Schultz, who's been a stellar golf player for Kansas State throughout his career in Manhattan, Kansas. And we look go back to his numbers once again. So far, from this Howell Williams tournament, 3 under, par 68 in the first round. Came right back around to put down a 4 under par 67 in the afternoon. And he has now 6 rounds in the 60s already. Did we miss something? I think we did. I think we missed something. But anyways, already off to a terrific start here in 2025. 6 rounds in the 60s already. And 29 in his K-State career. 135. If you want to even take a bigger picture of that, 135 over the first 36 holes, ties a career best, as well as Schultz carded 10 birdies in the first 2 rounds, which ranks 4th in the 70-man field there as well. Robbins again commenting on the play of his veteran. "It was good," quote, "it was good to see Cooper have a nice day. He had been struggling a little bit with his ball striking coming into this week, but he went out there today and just competed and put together 2 really solid rounds." Nicholas Mason, 4 under par 67 in the morning before coming back. We'll stop it right there. Also, young boy, freshman Fionn Dobbin and senior Colby Velichek are tied for 36 currently heading into the day, even par 142. Dobbin from Northern Ireland recorded 2 under par 69 in the morning, which was 1 stroke back or shy of his collegiate low, his 3rd round in the 60s this season, while Volacek went even par in both of the rounds as well. Ian McQuarrie, senior, enters today, tied for 65th at 6 over par 148. Tyler Strong, another freshman, there is tied for 70th place, 7 over par 149. He is from Olathe, Kansas. 1 over par 72 in the first round, which will tie for the second best of his young career. So a couple of freshmen on this team there as well. SMU holds the team lead heading into today in Mobile, Alabama. We'll have the reaction to the final round of the Howell Williams Collegiate in Mobile, Alabama here at some point. Either we'll have that reaction up tomorrow or Thursday as we move along here in this week. Yeah, snowstorm highlights this episode. But yeah, so we want to get the men's golf in because we missed an invitational in there. But anyways, we wanted to get them in here. I believe it's definitely the first time we talked about K-State men's golf all year long, highlighted by Cooper Schultz, the veteran, the leaders of this team heading into this winter / spring semester. Cooper Schultz has been fantastic, and it sounds like he's been off to a fast start already, in Nicholas Mason, as well as K-State, will look to finish off a strong invitational in Mobile, Alabama. And let's not forget, tonight, men's basketball looking to up the winning streak up to 6. Can they take down another ranked opponent? find out against Arizona later on this evening. And that is, again, 7 o'clock, Manhattan, Kansas. Here, as I wrap things up here for this podcast, I'm going to go back and check that time real quick before we sign up, because I did not say anything about, well, I did say sign, but didn't say sign. It's going to be national televised as well. ESPN, of course it is. ESPN Plus will have this game. So if you do not have ESPN Plus, I know we have had issues with them in the past. But again, these games, ESPN Plus will have this game. 7 o'clock, Mark Neely and Corey Williams will have the call in Manhattan, Kansas. More Manhattan, Kansas, where K-State will continue their red-hot winning streak here in the month of February. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast is found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Alex Aiden, out San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.